This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. After days of emphatic denials and in the face of growing evidence, Iran admits it did shoot down a Ukrainian jetliner when it was misidentified as hostile shortly after it took off from Tehran's international airport. Everyone aboard was killed. Iranian officials say it was a case of human error and a catastrophe. President Hassan Rouhani has offered his condolences to the families of victims and ordered what he called all responsible departments to, quote, take any necessary measure to compensate for their loss. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called for an investigation into the Iranian army to place guilt, and a military statement said those responsible for the shootdown would be prosecuted. The general in charge of the Revolutionary Guard air defenses said today he was taking full responsibility for the tragedy. Here's AP's Mike Gracia.
Iran is calling the shootdown of a Ukrainian jetliner by its military unintentional. The admission of responsibility by Iran was announced Saturday, as Iran was facing mounting international suspicion for the incident in which all 176 people on board were killed. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had bluntly stated Friday,
"We do believe that it's likely that that plane was shot down by an Iranian missile."
On Thursday, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said much the same.
"The evidence indicates that the plane was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile."
At least 63 Canadians died in the shootdown. The Ukrainian jetliner went down just hours after Iran launched a series of missiles at U.S. targets in Iraq, retaliating for the killing of a top Iranian general. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump says Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, in his final days, was planning to attack four American embassies. Mr. Trump appeared in a Fox News Channel interview on the Ingram Angle Friday night, and he identified one of those four facilities.
"We will tell you that probably it was going to be the embassy in Baghdad."
From Washington, this is VOA News. Taiwanese voters went to the polls today, casting ballots in presidential and legislative elections. The voting followed months of signs that China was trying to build up its political influence on the island that Beijing claims is a fallen-away Chinese province. 63-year-old Tsai Ing-wen is favored to win re-election to a second term as president. She is known for her tough line on mainland China. Bushfire conditions on Australia's east coast have eased somewhat, and authorities say they expect at least a week of milder weather, and that should help firefighters. Meanwhile, climate control activists in Australia are waging a campaign against the use of fossil fuels, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison is a special target. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
"Sack the Prime Minister," they chanted, as demonstrators turned on Australia's Conservative leader, Scott Morrison. He's accused of not taking global warming seriously and of underplaying its role in the bushfire emergency. Protesters believe that fossil fuel-loving politicians have overseen decades of climate destruction. They want the Morrison government to phase out the use of fossil fuels. That's unlikely, given their immense value to the Australian economy. Coal generates much of the nation's electricity and earns billions of dollars through exports to China, India, and other countries.
That was Phil Mercer reporting for VOA from Sydney. Britain has sparked a diplomatic standoff with Washington by requesting the extradition of an American woman charged in a traffic crash that killed a UK teenager. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley is in London.
The British government said late Friday it had formally asked for Anne Sokoulas to be sent to the UK to face a charge of causing death by dangerous driving. The US State Department called the request highly inappropriate because it says Sokoulas had diplomatic immunity at the time of the crash. Harry Dunn, 19, died in August after his motorbike collided with a car driven by Sokoulas outside RAF Croughton, a British military base in central England used by US forces. Sokoulas, whose husband was an intelligence officer at the base, claimed diplomatic immunity and returned to the U.S. soon afterwards. Zaria Shackley, London.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is in Moscow for talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. It was expected they would focus on the Iran crisis. Both Germany and Russia have called for de-escalation following the U.S. targeted killing of General Qasem Soleimani and Tehran's retaliatory airstrikes on two military bases in Iraq, which put American lives in jeopardy. Putin hosts Merkel shortly after returning from a trip to Damascus, Syria this week, only his second visit there since Russia intervened in 2015 to aid President Bashar al-Assad in Syria's civil war. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.